Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 each and everyone. Thank you for being here with me tonight. And I know it was short notice, however, that's how spirit works. And when I am guided, I do listen. And I was guided this evening to do a radio program. And it's going to be for those that are stressed or have a lot of tension going on in their life, or you're just busy, 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 especially mentally. A lot is going on now. And we are at a time that it's time for things to change. And things are going to change because this is the year. As I talk to you, I am speaking for them. And thank you. And I want you to know that you are not alone. You are not alone. And if you would like to call in and share with what you're going through, or you have a question, before I take you on a guided journey, call in and share it. Or if you just want to stay in the chat room and listen, that's okay too. The call-in number is 646-378-0386. Now, I might warn you, you might have a little difficulty in getting in. I know I called in about a dozen times using Skype, and then I turned around and called in another dozen times using my cell phone, and the line was busy. So then I called on my spirit guides, and I said, please help me. You asked me to do this program. I need your guidance and I need your help. And then I made another call, and the call went right through. And it was exactly at 9 o'clock. It was on time that it went through. So once again, I am glad to be here with you. And I want to talk about stress and tension a little bit right now. This is where I'm guided to go. And this world, which includes you, is just too busy. You find people running around, not knowing what to do, not knowing what to say, not knowing how to treat people. And all of this makes an impact on each other. It trickles down into the lives of many, many, many people that you don't even know. But it has a trickling effect where it touches many people in many places. Sometimes it's a good feeling, sometimes it's a bad feeling. And sometimes it helps someone to get to where they need to get to, or take that tiny little step that will make a world of difference. You just never know. And this program, I know that it's going to make a difference in the lives of many. And because I was guided to do it, I know it's going to be positive. It might even be profound. And I am going to ask you to write in the comments letting me know how it made a difference in your life, or write on whatever social media you found me on. Write on and let me know. It will get back to me how this has affected your life. And just listening right now. And as you're listening, I want you to start slowing down your breathing. And I want you to take nice, deep, slow breaths. And when you breathe in, count one and two and three, and then slowly release. And as you're releasing that breath, count one and two and three. Now, I want you to keep doing this as I talk, because this is going to allow you to relax to where you will be ready for the releasing and letting go journey when I take you on to your path, so that you can see and find and know what is in your way, what is blocking your path, what is keeping you from being what you want to be, what is keeping you from doing what you want to do, what is stressing you out. And why do you have to be so busy, 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 going nowhere, doing nothing? That's what it all ends up to. And this is why you're so stressed. Because you're so busy, doing so much, and it's not taking you anywhere. It's not doing anything for you, but stressing you out even more. To where you're taking medication and you're pulling your hair out, you're calling up your friends and family, and they're even getting tired of hearing what you're saying. And you just don't know what to do because you're being so stressed out. Well, it's time to stop being so stressed out, because this is your year. It's my year. Anyone and everyone that is ready to step forward, it is your year. This is it. It's time to stop being so busy, working so hard, going nowhere, doing nothing, and being nothing. It is time for you to just go with the flow. As I said, I want you to continue breathing, taking a nice, slow, deep breath. Count one, and two, three, and then release. Counting one and two and three, and then breathe in again. And as you're doing so, allow your shoulders to relax. And as your shoulders drop, you will start feeling the energy going through your body, helping you to relax more and more. So continue to do this, and you will continue to relax as you slowly breathe and listen to my voice as I channel what the spirit guides want you to know and need you to know, as well as you needing to know. They're also saying that you need to stop so that you can hear them. They speak to each and every one of us. But most of us are so darn busy, we don't hear them. And when we do hear them, we think we don't hear them. Nonetheless, you ask questions, you ask for help. They're trying to give it to you. But you're so busy doing nothing and allowing your physical body to become stressed more and more and more. So continue to relax. And as you do so, I'm going to chant a song of relaxation. And it's going to take you even deeper. Even deeper. Even deeper. Continue to breathe as I told you. And allow your body to completely relax, letting go of everything, not thinking about anything, just being. And you will be doing more for yourself during this time that we spend together than you have in a very long time. Oh, God, I'm relaxing myself and just allowing the spirit guides to channel through me. And got a little tongue twisted. All right, they are guiding me to move forward now into chanting, taking you into a deeper space. Do not hold back. Allow it to happen. Go with the flow and stay in the flow. You know I hear her. I want to hear her. Yeah, you know. Yeah, I know why I know. Yeah, honey, oh, yeah, and I, yeah. You're not
Yeah.
Yana. Now, as you are deeply relaxed, I'm guided to guide you onto your path. Only you and your guides know your path and what it consists of. Does it consist of music, water, earth, the sky, the beach, the forest? See yourself on your path. Good. Okay. Now, you're on your path, and I want you to start walking on your path. And as you're walking on your path, if you bump into something that stops you, I want you to ask, what is it? Or who are you that is in my way? What is it that is stopping you? Or who is it that is in your way? Once you get the answer, ask them to move aside or step aside. You're on a mission now, and your mission is to clear your path so that it can be more flowing, less busier, less stressful, but flowing, like the air you breathe, flowing like water down a waterfall, flowing like a stream. If you're a swimmer, you might even find yourself swimming down the stream, or just floating in the water. Or you might be a hiker and you're finding that it's becoming so easy to go hiking, to climb the mountain, because you know where each footstep is going to land. You might be a pilot, and flying that big 747 is a breeze. It's so smooth. You're just flying. You're flowing. Continue on your path, because that block has just been removed. Continue now on your path. Good. And as you continue on your path, you find that it's becoming easier, that you're seeing a little clearer, and you're having a aha moment. Aha, aha, aha. So this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah, it's okay to say that. It's okay to recognize that, that this is what you're supposed to be doing. Ah, continue on your path. Great. Great. Continue. Oops, you bumped into something else again. Ask the same question. What is this that's in my way? Or who are you that's in my way? And ask it to move aside. This might be a little harder. You might have to help this thing or person to move aside. So see your hands moving out in front of you. And gently, you encourage it once again to move. And with a little resistance, and slowly, it starts to move aside. And you keep on assisting it gently and lovingly. No anger. Sending love and say, I understand, but you gotta move. It's time. It's time that you move away and move to the side because I have things to do. I'm clearing my path and I'm going to flow down my path because my life is going to become easier, less stress-free, less tension, less busier. I now know some of the things that I need to do. I now know some of the things I need to approach or who I need to approach. And I know that in order for me to live the life that I deserve, I must do these things. Great. Wow. That was a wonderful, wonderful awakening that you've had. Beautiful. I'm glad you had it. Beautiful. Great. Now, I'm just going to bring you back in the here and now, but know that whenever you want to go back onto your path and do some more clearing, because there's always going to be some clearing. Even for me, there's always some clearing that needs to be done. It's like in the fall when the trees start shedding, you have to rake the leaves up, or in the summertime you have to cut the grass. Or there's always some clearing that needs to be done. In the house, you know, you have to sweep the floor or vacuum the rugs. You always have to take a shower, you know, even to cleanse your physical body. So know that the work is never done. It's only easier and is more flowing. And now you are starting to understand what you need to do and why you need to do it. This is what's coming into play. A picture. Your picture, that's picture perfect for you, with guidance that you can now recognize and understand and see. And you know that you can do it, and it's going to be done because it has to be done. Wow. That was good. That was good. Okay, my eyes are open again. When I go into journeys and taking people, you know, to find answers, I close my eyes so that I can totally, totally be with you and my guides can channel through me. And I'm just right there with you, right next to you. And I'm sure if you allow it, you can feel my energy supporting you. That's what it's all about. a few more deep, slow breaths. Breathe in. One and two and three. Breathe out. Good. And you see yourself returning back into the here and now. Breathe. One and two and three. And release. One and two and three. Great. And you're feeling so much lighter that it's a surprise to you. Anything and whatever was going on that was causing you to feel uncomfortable or stress or tension, it's not there. It's not there. And if it is, most of it is gone. Amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. I have a personal line. I believe the hand is raised. So I'm going to open the line, and it's 216. Hello, and how are you?
Hi.
Is your hand raised? Hi.
Hello.
I believe your hand was raised, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. This Blog Talk has revamped themselves, so it's a new thing for me to get used to. So I am so happy, and it's a blessing to have you here. What is your name?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great, Sharon. Okay, and how did you feel on your path?
Relax. I needed that.
Great. And did you get any answers that you have been looking for or some aha moments?
No, I haven't yet. I wish I would. I usually get those in my dreams. I think, you know, you were on Blog Talk. I know I think I spoke to you in the early, maybe the spring or the summer. I loved your reading, by the way. I remember you. And I remember your voice.
Okay.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
No, it's not.
Back in the summer. Pardon me?
It's not weird at all. I've been doing Blog Talk for going on 5 years now. And I had taken
the summer time was the first time. It was about
okay.
6 months ago, yeah. Yeah, but I remember
okay.
your voice. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. And can you, I guess what I want is just to see what you can channel with me. I'm working. I'm trying to manifest something.
Okay. And that's why I took people on the journey so that they could
I know.
Utilize this whenever you need it. See, you don't have to wait. Like you said, you heard me in the summertime because I'm very, very flexible. So whenever the spirit guide me to do something or do a program, that's when I do it. It's not every Wednesday or whatever. So they guided me to give everyone this tool so that you could have it whenever you want. You know, go onto your path and find, you know, what's blocking you, what's in your way, or maybe it's a person. It might not be a thing. Did you ask those questions as we went along the path?
I did.
Okay. Now, you sound distraught. Don't go there. You might not be ready for what is there right now.
I'm
or,
ready,
like you
me.
Said, or like you said, it comes in your dreams. Now, when you wake up, do you write your dreams down?
Not really. No, I don't. I go back to sleep. Yeah.
You should have a pad and pen right next to your bed because when you wake up is when you will remember your dream as long as you don't get out of bed.
Everybody says,
so you
know, I know, and that is the truth,
okay.
I know.
It is. So why aren't you doing it if you know that you will get your answers?
That's a good point. I know. That's absolutely right.
Okay. See, like I said in the beginning, you're not ready to hear them. You yourself are running from them, and you're telling me this. If you're listening to what you're saying to me, you are running from what you want to hear. So you have to stop running in order to hear it. in order to listen.
Okay.
You have to stand still. And see, that's where that busyness comes in. I got it. But you don't have to. You don't have to.
Just be in the now.
And that's when things start happening. They just start rolling and flowing. It's like a ball, you know, or like a pebble, or it's like they say, a drop of water. It keeps on picking up, and next thing you know, from a drop of water to a stream to a lake and into the ocean, and honey, then you're just flowing. But you have to stop running from it. You know what to
do. I know,
but you're not.
And I'm clear right now. I really am, and I do. I truly believe my path is clear now. But you know, what can you pick up? I mean, I'm waiting on three things right now. One of them is going to manifest. I know it is.
Okay. And tell me, what area are you looking at?
It's career.
Okay, when you say career, there's you've been looking at this for quite a while because there's some heaviness in my heart. It's something that you really, really want to do, and you've been just procrastinating.
8 months I've been looking.
Procrastinating is where, and the throat area is stuck. You're not speaking up. You're afraid to say, you know, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to do. You're afraid to speak your truth.
Oh, my God,
and this,
not procrastinating. I am looking diligently.
This is what
that,
Spirit
okay,
Guide
go on.
Is telling you. Now, this is what is coming in now from Spirit Guides. You may later on look at it and say, oh, my God, I really am doing this. You may not, okay, you're saying that, they're telling me that you're saying you're not procrastinating because you don't like it.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, my gosh, no.
Okay. All right. But it's stuck in your throat. It's holding you back. You're not speaking your truth. Holding back.
Oh, I see in my voice.
Holding back. Yeah.
I know one of these three are going to come to fruition. I know they are.
Okay, and are you going to step out the way so that it can happen and stop running and allow it to happen? Because that's what you have to do. You really have to allow it to happen because it's right there. It's already right there. All you have to do is open the door.
I know.
It's right there. You keep saying,
okay.
I know.
I don't know if you've ever been unemployed. It's a struggle.
yes, sweetheart. Yes, I've been there.
Looking for a job. You know, I know.
Yes. I've been through it. My children have been through it. There's not too many people that I know that haven't been through it.
I know. That's a very good point. I guess the bottom line is, I will be. How can I say this? Do you see me? Can you channel? Will I get one of these? Two of them are really that I really want. The third one is you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Again, I am. The energy that's coming in is around the heart and around the throat.
Okay.
Okay, and in the throat, it feels almost like a walnut is stuck there. So it's preventing me from saying what I need to say. And when I say I mean you, it's preventing you from saying what you need to say in order to move forward. Like I said, it is there, and it is possible. But you're going to have to allow everything to just come up and let go of what you thought you needed to do. And in your dreams, when your spirit guides are talking to you and telling you what you need to do, when you wake up, write it down.
Okay.
And sometimes it's going to really sound crazy, but do it anyway.
All right.
Do it
anyway.
Anything
else you can add? Anything else?
So you're getting a little frustrated because I'm telling you everything you already know, and that's the problem. You already know what you know, but you're not doing it.
That's funny.
It is funny when you hear it, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're telling me to tell you that you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. They're showing me that January is a rough month, but February lightens up. It's almost like you're going with time, like you're going from winter into spring. And I see if you go along your path and stop running and open up to it and listen to your spirit guides, you know, when they come to you in your dreams, write it down and do everything that they're guiding you to do, you will blossom in the springtime and be very, very happy. And it's all based on if, because you have to do your part.
Do my work. I got it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you do. You know, because the choice is up to you. I mean, they can give you all the information that you want and need, but if you don't do it, it's not going to happen.
I know. You're absolutely right. Okay.
Okay. So you're going to have to do the work.
Thank you so much.
Ah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Listen, have a nice evening, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You too, love.
You made me relax. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
I hope more than that happened.
I have a nice evening. Blessings to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was totally awesome. It's good to hear people that they know what they know, but then I can understand why my guides guided me to do this program tonight, because so many people are in the same position that Sharon is in. And you need to know that you are not alone. And that what you do know is enough. It's enough for you. But you just can't allow it. It's like taking a book, and the book, you go into a bookstore and it falls down in front of you, and you pick up the book and you read the title of the book and you decide, this is what I need. So you buy the book. You take the book home, you put it on the shelf, and it stays there. And you may not look at that book again for another 2 years. Now, 2 years earlier, it was what you needed, but you bought it, but you didn't go any further with it. Well, that's how life is. You have all these spirit guides, and we all have guides. We are born with them. And they're working overtime, trying to help us and give us messages. But we're not listening. And when we do listen, we take note of it and put it to the side. That's not enough. We have to open that book and read it and see what it's telling us and see if it really resonates with you. And if it does, then you need to take the next step. And whatever resonated with you, then you need to put it into action. It may not seem, you know, realistic. It may not make sense. But down the road, it will make sense. Today, when my guides told me to do this radio program tonight, and they gave me the title, I didn't wonder, well, does this make sense? Or do I have the time to do this? I was like, okay, I know that I'm guided by many, many, oh God, I can't begin to name them all, but they're angels and they're archangels and they're spirit guides and it's Kuan Yin, it's my ancestors, so many. And they come in when they are needed. They're all not there at one time, but whenever they are needed. And whenever they need me to do something or need me to be an instrument so that they can channel through, they come in. Whether it be for giving messages or whether it be for healing, even messages are a form of healing, but they come in. And tonight, I knew that even though most of you probably knew maybe 4 or 3 hours before I started, that this program would reach the people it was meant to reach. And that whatever I was guided to say and do tonight, it would be perfect. It would be perfect for you. And those of you that are listening now and even later on, it's still perfect. Because when the energies are channeled from a higher source, a higher power, they remain. So all the energies that I channel, and even through my voice, they remain in this program. A friend of mine has told me that whenever she heard my voice, she always felt better. So whenever she didn't feel good, she would just give me a call. And once I started talking, she would say, oh, I feel so much better now. Know that teen of the stress relief that I did and the journey that I took you on to your path, know that that is always, always here. And you can come back and listen to it on Blog Talk, or you can come back and listen to it on iTunes. Now, on iTunes, there's over 300 programs. And as Sharon had mentioned, it was in the summertime that she had listened to me. So I've been around for a long, long time. And even before that, I was doing other shows, other programs, and going, traveling to remote places, indigenous places, working with shamans and other people to even enlighten myself. I'm constantly working on myself. I'm constantly doing as I am guided to do. But you have to stop being so busy and listen. Allow yourself to just calm down and hear the messages that are for you. Know that you are not alone, and know that, yes, we are going through many, many things, good and bad, but we get through it, and that's what's important, so when you're on that path, do you come out all torn and ragged? or do you come out a survivor and you're just shining and feeling so magnificent, so glorious that you just want to share with the world what you learned on your journey? So don't allow what you're going through to weaken you. Allow it in you. Whatever pain, misery, battle, stone that you have to go through, or move, or a mountain to climb, do it with ease and grace. Don't allow it to wear you down, because you are so much more than you give yourself credit for. You really are, if you would just stop. And breathe. And listen. And then do. You will feel your energy rising in you as you completely relax. You will see your third eye slowly opening up so that you can become more in tune with your higher power. It doesn't happen overnight. It does take time, and it takes work. One of the things so off in the society is that we wanted it yesterday. But it's right now, in this moment, that you are living. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has yet to come. So what matters? What matters is right now. Right now. This moment. And this moment, you're feeling pretty good. And you know what? You can feel more of these. If you only allow yourself. The choice is entirely up to you. Entirely up to you. No one else. So stop being so busy running around in circles, going nowhere. Sometimes you don't even have to do anything to do something. It just happens. You ever You ever had that happen to you? Oh, wow. Yes, it's happened to me many times. And then I'm like, oh my God, you mean to tell me I didn't even have to go through all that? Exactly. You didn't have to go through all that. We're spiritual beings having and living a human life, experiencing human experiences. That's all. We're not here forever. Our numbers are already written. God, we don't know when it is. I know sometimes we wish that we do, but it's better that we don't. But our numbers are already written, and we all know that we're not here forever. So live in the moment and know that your life is to be so much more than what it is. So beautiful, so perfect, so divine. because you are a very special person. You just have to take that time to notice you and then make it happen. And once you start standing out of your own way, stepping back, and allowing doors to open, things will start to come through those doors. And speaking your truth, not the truth of someone else's, because everyone has their own truth, but your truth. If you feel it in your heart, then speak it. And know that it's right. As long as you're not hurting someone else physically. Because sometimes people will say, oh, that hurts when you say something. And they may be saying it because they don't want to hear. But that's their issue. It's not yours. So stop taking on other people's issues. You have your own to deal with. So start doing what you know you should be doing and taking time out for yourself. And remember to live in the moment. So I'm going to check to see if any hands are raised. No. And I don't see anything written in the chat room. And I feel clear. So my spirit guides have spoken. And your spirit guide has spoken also. And I do hope that you make the right choices. Because no matter what we say, it all depends on you. It's all up to you and the choices that you make in which way your life goes. I will tell you that you can make it long or you can make it short, you can make it good, you can make it bad by the choices that you make. But eventually, you're going to get to the end of the path no matter what choices you make. So why not make it fun and easy and flowing and less stress by making choices that come from your heart and by moving things out of the way that are making it difficult for you, whether it be a thing or a person. Move them out of the way. Let it go. Assist it, you know, to just move aside. Because this is your life. And you deserve a good life. Maybe this program should have been titled Choices. Because that's what it comes down to. I want you to take this, embrace it, and share it with others. And may this be the beginning of a bright and shiny, wonderful, magnificent, prosperous, glorious 2015. It's time. It is time. Thank you for being with me. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. If I'm not back again later this week, I will be coming back more often. So click on follow, and Blog Talk will let you know every time I write up a program and I'm going to be on. That would be awesome. And also, make some comments, please. And again, share this with your family, friends, with even strangers. Post it in social media, because we need to reach out and help each other. Lend each other a helping hand. There's a song, Lend Each Other a Helping Hand. So once again, thank you. Love and light and blessings to each and every one of you. Until next time. And as always, I remain Lord Dial in love and in light.